James Batchelor, who is from Chunky Move at the moment. So, James, you're obviously got a show on at the moment at Chunky Move, which we'll talk about soon. But what we would like to do in the program here is just start off a little bit about your background, how you got involved in the arts generally. Mm. Even before you started sort of training for it, what made you go into the arts rather than some other sort of chosen career? So where did it all come from, James?
Yeah, well, my sister was dancing. My sister's 3 years older than me.
Hey, it sounds like something from Chorus Line. Yeah, that song in Chorus Line, my sister went and I went along and stood there on the side and then...
It was exactly like that. Right. Like, it was like I was seeing her perform and I was like asking my parents, when do I do it, you know? So it was kind of, for me, like normal that I would dance.
How old were you when this happened?
I was 5 when I started.
Wow, 5.
That's really starting.
And, yeah, for a long time I was doing, like, more commercial kind of work, training, and I was the only boy in my dance school.
Right.
But kind of when I was that young, I didn't think that was unusual or weird.
Yep.
And then I remember finding a youth dance company in Canberra called Quantum Leap, which had, lots of guys doing it as well, so... equal guys and girls, and if they were making very kind of contemporary creative work, and I guess that's what got me into dance as a creative art form.
Yeah, and why did you go down the track of contemporary dance?
Yeah,
not ballet.
I mean, at first I thought it was a bit strange, but then when you kind of get into the freedom of it and understanding that you have. Yeah, there's a lot of creativity in movement and how you can express yourself with movement, or talk about the world or talk about things that you're curious about or, that to me was very stimulating.
Right. And Canberra, you did all that there. And then when did you move to Melbourne?
Then I moved to Melbourne to study at the VCA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I've been out for... It's my
been
sixth out.
Year been
out of
released.
The uni world. Freelancing for the last 6 years here.
And, contemporary dance seems to be extremely vibrant here in Melbourne.
Mm, definitely, yeah. There's a really amazing independent scene of people making work, very, very different as well, but everyone I feel is very supportive and... exchanging as well between practices.
Right. Mm. And what about, has your work been done overseas?
Yeah, the last 3 years I've been travelling mainly to Europe but also a little bit in Asia. I really value that kind of cultural exchange or like understanding your work in different cultural contexts.
Yeah. Apart from being a performer yourself, you also are a choreographer, which you've done with this one, and also costume design as well.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Often you have to do many roles on these projects. And one of the good things about this commission actually is that it's fully produced by Chunky Move. So, it's kind of the first time I've ever been presented in a company fully produced context like this, so it's quite exciting. But I guess I can't help feeling very creative and having many ideas across the whole project. So I think very visually, so the costume always comes into my mind.
Right. Because with contemporary dance, there often isn't much in costume, is there?
Mm. Well, yeah, sometimes it can be not much, but other times it could be more conceptual, I guess. For this production, we had two Velcro suits made where they're like the opposite side of the Velcro.
Right.
And it covers the whole body, so the bodies stick together.
Ah, okay.
And it was quite a complex piece to make.
Well, especially trying to get apart from each other, at times if you stick too close. So what's this piece called?
It's called Red Shift.
Right. And it was commissioned, as you said, by Red Stitch.
Chunky Move.
I don't know where that came from.
Chunky Move.
Chunky Move. And how important is it to be recognised by such a well-known company here in Melbourne?
It's a very good opportunity because... as I said, it kind of, I guess, gives me access to a wider audience, and it also gives me a little bit more scope to realise ideas that maybe I couldn't achieve by myself. So, yeah, it's kind of a level up of my usual practice and a more supported environment to make a work.
Right. Now, tell us what this work's about.
Well, it's about basically curiosity in the unknown. And it was inspired by, originally, an experience I had on a scientific research expedition to the sub-Antarctic islands. Right. So for 2 months, I went with scientists studying these submarine volcanoes.
Wow.
How was living on the ship with them.
How did you get an opportunity to go on it? You know, like, they were taking a dancer?
It's a bit random. They've never had a dancer before, actually. And actually, this was the first time they had two artists on the ship.
Oh, okay.
It was the first time they'd ever invited artists.
And why did they invite the artists?
Because the chief scientist of this particular expedition is very forward-thinking and he loves arts and he loves dance, so he had the idea. And it just so happened that I had a very fortunate encounter with him. Like, he came to one of my shows and then he loved my work, and then we had a coffee later and he told me that what the institute does that he was working for. And there were, many common interests in our research, even though science and dance might seem very different, but actually they're both just practices of inquiry.
Well, there's actually a movement here that it's doing science and the arts together.
Yeah.
And they're doing a walk, a very famous walk that eventually it will be this famous walk where John Olsen has actually done a sculpture of a frog, and which is part of the walk, because when frogs go, society will go, and so science and then the arts on that front. I'm still a bit curious. Where does the redshift come from? What's the in relationship?
Well, I guess because this expedition was 2 years ago, and I've been working with the material and the inspiration from that expedition the last 2 years. And now where I'm at is kind of looking beyond the unknown of the Earth, but looking into the unknown of deep space as well, and the kind of not just what's measurable by the body, but actually what's unmeasurable and what's uncalculable, and going into scales that I guess can't be understood by the human body.
Yeah, and like being in that the conditions when you're on the ship would have been so isolating, like being in outer space, I suppose, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I often was thinking about space, even though I was on a ship in the middle of the ocean. But I guess having that much space, and also being involved in this kind of mapping of an unknown environment, made me go deep down to the core of what that is, and what does that mean as humans to do that exploration.
And the Velcro, what's the is that just because you want to be stuck to another person? Is that the concept?
Well, it's coming down, I guess, to looking at surface and how the body can map space or understand space through touch, because that was kind of the first thing I was working with on the ship.
Right, okay. We'll be back with James and, of course, Chunky Moo's new production that he's organised the whole thing. It's called Redshift. You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
We're talking to James Batchelor from Chunky Move about Redshift, his current work at the moment. Now, before you were just saying, James, about the start of how the inspiration came from the scientific expedition that you went on.
Yeah.
Now, there was something else. You said there was another artist on the board as well. Now, what's their involvement?
Yeah, so they invited two artists, and the other one, Annalise Rees. She's a visual artist, and she has mainly a drawing-based practice.
Did you know her before?
No, we hadn't met.
Wow.
But we obviously had a lot to share on this experience.
And it's a special bond, I suppose.
Yeah, but I guess being the two artists as well, that we kind of understood each other. And it was quite funny because, the scientists didn't even expect that there would be a dancer. And often I'd be moving somewhere on the ship, and then people would come by and they'd be like, "Oh, that's what's that? Is that safe?" Or, it was kind of quite unknown for everyone, actually, like especially for me, because I'd never been on a ship on the ocean, but also for the scientists. Annalise was somebody that I could connect with every day, and we could exchange sort of our ideas.
And so you have used her in this piece? Mm.
Yeah, so we've continued collaborating the last 2 years.
Excellent.
And making performance installation kind of work together. And she's working, very visually, obviously. She's working with sculpture, and she's designed a really beautiful design for the space. For Redshift.
Sorry, James. I have to go back and ask a bit about this expedition as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm just curious, I suppose, as to what you actually do while the scientists obviously doing the exploration work and everything else. I mean, are you just gathering sort of, experiences or
inspiration?
Are you just using the time to sort of, just take the experience in? I mean, I suppose I'm curious as to how that experience then leads to, to the piece of work, basically. So.
Yeah, because, basically it was being there and experiencing and witnessing and taking in and capturing. So I was filming a lot of things and not just myself moving, but also filming the scientists and the workers conducting their experiments and just being curious about the space and recording sound, that kind of thing. So for 2 months I was just sort of immersed in that environment and we didn't get off the ship for the whole 2 months, so it was like boot camp, art boot camp.
And you were saying that, like the scientists would walk past and it would be like not a common thing for them to be working around artists, and especially, like somebody like yourself. So how did your relationship develop with them?
Mm.
Did you become friendly with them? Because scientists can be very shy people as well.
Well, they were very focused on that. They had a lot to do as well. So I guess some people we connected with more and then others are just really busy and they didn't have time. But it was very provocative, I think, for everyone. And over time we built trust in that relationship of the fact that, you might be being observed, doing what you're doing, but you can continue that and there's nothing threatening in that space of witnessing and responding. And I think that they also were responding to us and questions that we asked. Just provoking different ways of thinking about what we're actually doing there and why.
Yeah.
And so then, James, after that expedition, obviously there's been a couple of years since then, and with you getting to the work, have you maintained contact with the people on that expedition, and has that helped you in developing the work that you're working on at the moment still, or continued involvement?
Yeah, and like the piece that I made prior to this one called Deep Space, we actually presented that in Hobart where the scientists are based last year, and that was quite rewarding
for me. Did they come?
Yeah. Not all of them, but like a group of them came, and that for me was super rewarding to give it back to them and also hear what their thoughts were or what it kind of evoked from them.
And what was that discussion like? Were there things that they mentioned to you that you hadn't seen in the work that surprised you?
I think it was just interesting, I guess, for them to realise that the work can be then a provocative experience for other people to spark curiosity about certain physical things or principles or environmental things that might come up that were related to the expedition, but in ways that they maybe didn't imagine.
Yeah.
So the kind of communication and, spreading of the research, there's a lot of potential to do that in different ways by having the artists involved.
Now, Redshift, we're back to the one you need to talk about today. Is it actually a physical piece of sculpture that
Annalise made? Yeah. She's made this kind of curtain that gets suspended from the ground and moves very slowly, kind of like...
Hold on, suspended from the ground.
Yeah, so it's like on the ground to begin with and then it slowly gets pulled up the wall.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So it's a very beautiful, minimal kind of sculpture that's always kind of there in the background of the work, but it's very much present in the space.
Right. And how many dancers are there?
There's four performers, including myself.
Right.
So.
Okay.
it's, I guess, a small piece, but actually I'm used to working mainly with two people or three. So
yep.
This is sort of one of the larger pieces I've made.
Right, brilliant. So it's on at Chunky Move in yep. the studio from the 23rd of November to the 2nd yeah. of December, and it's called Red Shift. But just before you go, what's next for you?
Actually, I'm moving to Germany next year and taking over a company in Heidelberg in Germany.
Awesome.
It's a great opportunity.
This is kind of my last few months in Melbourne doing some really interesting projects.
Right, because and that's the wonderful thing about contemporary the dance scene is that people are moving around the world,
yeah,
and Germany seems to be a real go-to place like Melbourne is, isn't it?
Yeah, Germany still has a lot of investment in art at the moment. And yeah, definitely there's a lot of opportunity for Australian artists working in Europe at the moment.
Okay. And what's the company that you're going over to be with?
It's a company that has 10 full-time dancers. And it's based in a theatre which has an opera company and a theatre company and a dance company.
Okay.
So
yep.
We'll be making work there for the next 3 years.
Right. Oh, well, congratulations on that. And
thank you.
And can't wait to see this show. We are talking about Red Shift, which is at Chunky Move from the 23rd of November to the 2nd of December. James, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.